All right, wrestling fans, it is December, which means we are that much closer to Christmas chaos and truly the chaos that is there. And last week I said maybe there might be a little bit of chaos throughout the month of December. And we're going to find out exactly what happens as we start off this week. We have a contract extension by Dwayne Gill. And yet we have, sadly, to report that Jeff Jarrett has decided not to sign a contract extension with the PWA, leaving immediately and not wanting to maybe have yet another title shot with Ron Bass. He's giving that opportunity still to Iceman because they still have unfinished business. And speaking of unfinished business, well, I guess right now it'd be unstarted business, is the card tonight. 9 matches. Again, 3 titles on the line as we have the return match. Ahmed Johnson defending the television title against former champion Kendall Windham. We have the World Tag Team titles on the line as PG-13 defends the title against Billy Travis and Rolando Freeman. And then we have the American Heavyweight title on the line. Surprisingly, not a return match like the television title, but this is Dustin Rhodes defending his newly won title against the man who was expected to face Jerry Lawler tonight in Bubba Ray Dudley. So that is going to be, as JR would call it, a slobber knocker. But let's get to that point, shall we? Opening match is the former television champion, Dan Spivey, facing off against Dexter Poindexter. And, well, you know, this doesn't last long. It's a quick match, with Spivey toying with Poindexter for most of it. Spivey gets the win with the spine buster in a time of 4 minutes, 23 seconds. Now we go to the television title match. Ahmed facing off against Kendall Windham. Ahmed comes out of the ring with the television title over his shoulder. He climbs into the ring to a mixed reaction from the crowd. They aren't really sure how to take him. Kendall and Trish come out for his automatic rematch. Kendall and Ahmed have a good match, but it pales in comparison to last week. Like last week, Spivey comes down to the ring. This time, Spivey makes his way into the ring and attacks Kendall. Nick Patrick calls for the bell. Kendall gets the DQ win, but Ahmed is still your television champion. Spivey plays to the crowd, but Ahmed grabs him from behind. Ahmed drops Spivey with the Pearl River Plunge. When Ahmed gets back to his feet, he and Kendall stand toe-to-toe again. The crowds react favorably as both of them stomp away on Spivey before leaving the ring. So Kendall gets the win by disqualification in 9 minutes, 5 seconds, but Ahmed Johnson is still your television champion. Tag team action comes on. Cowboy Ron Bass and Chris Candido come out, and they call out Iceman King Parsons and Austin Idol for another tag team match. Bass even offers to put the Illinois heavyweight title on the line if he gets pinned in the match. However, Bass and Candido are answered by the tag team of Octagon and Psychosis. Bass keeps himself out of the match as much as he can because I allow his offer to stand. Psychosis gets the pin over Candido after a psycho stunner off the middle rope in a time of 18 minutes, 17 seconds. Your winners are Octagon and Psychosis. But Cowboy Ron Bass and Chris Candido are not very happy. Next match has Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert facing off against Bob Holly once again, because Gilbert has been petitioning my office for another shot at Bob Holly since his embarrassment last week. Holly eagerly agrees to the match. Gilbert tries to end the match really quickly with all kinds of shortcuts, but Heenan makes sure that Tommy Young knows what is going on. Gilbert gets frustrated with Heenan's presence. He tells Missy to take care of him. Missy glares at him. Gilbert whips Holly into the turnbuckle. When he charges the corner, Holly gets his feet up and drills him into the mat with a bulldog. Holly shows why he is the new enforcer in the family. Holly finally forces Gilbert to submit to a bow and arrow submission in a time of 9 minutes, 36 seconds. Your winner is Bob Holly, making Eddie Gilbert scream. Next match has Great Kabuki facing off against Too Cold Scorpio. And Kabuki and Scorpio brawl all around the ringside area. finally debuting referee Randy Anderson decides that he has had enough of the outside action. He rolls back into the ring and counts both men out. As soon as they realize they've been counted out, both wrestlers slide into the ring to confront Anderson. They back him into the corner, but Wildcard rushes down to the ring. He grabs Scorpio to pull him away. Kabuki turns around and attacks both men. When Wildcard and Scorpio get the advantage again, Kabuki bails from the ring. So in a time of 10 minutes, 23 seconds, Randy Pee Wee Anderson has counted both Great Kabuki and Too Cool Scorpio out of the ring. Next match has Raven facing off against Brad Armstrong. And Raven and Brad have a marvelous match. They have streaks of scientific wrestling. They have streaks of brawling with each other in the ring. The fans are on their feet for the entire match. Brad has Raven locked in an abdominal stretch when the time limit expires. Brad releases the hold and extends his hand to shake with Raven over a good match. Raven takes the hand, but he pulls Brad into an even flow. Raven climbs out of the ring and looks under the ring. He pulls out a trash can and tosses it into the ring. Raven slides into the ring and grabs the can. Brad gets back to his feet, and Raven nails him with the trash can four times before Brad falls back to the mat. Raven tosses the trash can to the side and poses to the crowd before leaving the ring. Time limit draw. The 15 minutes have expired, but it does look like Raven ends up with the upper hand at the end. All right, the team that Bass and Candido wanted to come out, Iceman King Parsons and Austin Idol, are getting ready, and they are walking out for their match against the Sheepherders until they're attacked backstage by Heenan's family. Bass and Candido spike Iceman into the concrete floor with a pile driver. Tully busts Idol open with a bottle after Holly sets him up with an atomic drop. Brad Armstrong makes his way back from the previous match about the same time that Kendall Windham and Too Cold Scorpio come onto the scene. With the numbers now against them, the family removes themselves from the scene to rejoin the fight at a more opportune time. Armstrong, Windham, and Scorpio escort Idol, Iceman, and Sunshine to the ring. The Sheepherders are waiting in the ring. They complain to Tommy Young about being outnumbered. Young instructs the three extra escorts to leave the ringside area once Idol and Iceman climb into the ring. Once we get down to the four wrestlers actually in the match, the Sheepherders jump Iceman and Idol as they take off their ring jackets. Butch tosses Idol into the ring post while Luke chokes Iceman across the middle rope. The Sheepherders do their best to isolate Iceman throughout the match. Iceman finally manages to get a tag to Idol. While Idol is taking care of both Sheepherders, the Heenan family rushes the ring. They grab the exhausted Iceman and toss him into the guardrail. The ring apron, and then the ring steps, just to make sure that they cover everything. Idol challenges them to climb into the ring with him. The family climbs over the guardrail when Armstrong, Scorpio, and Windham rush down to the ring as well. They help Iceman back to his feet as the Sheepherders gain another advantage over Idol. Idol manages to gain some moment, some separation, but Butch grabs the New Zealand flag from their corner and nails Idol between the eyes with the end of the flagpole, where he had been busted open with the bottle. Young calls for the bell and the disqualification. Scorpio and Windham climb into the ring and attack the Sheepherders after the bell sounds. Sunshine directs Idol out of the ring. EMTs come out to check on him as the action continues in the ring. Windham nails Butch with the Lariat of Doom. Scorpio catapults Luke into the turnbuckle. Windham nails him from behind with the Lariat as he staggers backwards. Sunshine and her crew leave standing tall and victorious, even though it is by disqualification at this time. All right, next match. Continuing on with the theme of tag team wrestling. World tag team titles on the line. PG-13 defending the titles against Billy Travis and Rolando Freeman. What the heck is going on here? Why are Billy Travis and Rolando Freeman receiving a world tag team title shot? It's real simple. PG-13 doesn't want to have a match against any of the more prominent contenders, like Bad Company or the surging Sheepherders. They chose to defend the titles against Travis and Freeman. Remember, the last time that Travis and Rolando were in the ring together, Travis was kicked out of the Spectaculars. PG-13 thought they would have an easy advantage because of the animosity between their opponents. That proved to be wishful thinking. Travis and Freeman easily held their own against the champions. While PG-13 was expecting a quick victory, Travis and Freeman continued to stretch out the match as long as they could. Wolfie D finally gets the pin over Freeman after the Whirlybird. PG-13 barely escapes with their titles, but they can't escape the ring as the Sheepherders rush it and lay both teams out with a series of quick lariats. The Sheepherders grab the title belts and hold them high as the crowd boos. The Sheepherders spit on PG-13 before tossing the belts on their prone bodies. Your winners in a time of 32 minutes, 59 seconds, and still your World Tag Team Champions are PG-13. But the Sheepherders have made their presence known. Now we get to the main event. American Heavyweight title on the line once again, as newly crowned champion Dustin Rhodes picks up Lawler's defense schedule and defends the title against Bubba Ray Dudley. Dustin and Bubba Ray have a great match. Both men seek to keep the crowd on their side. Both have great moments in the match, but Dustin kicks out of the Bubba Slam. Bubba Ray kicks out of the Bulldog. They give the crowd a great run for the entire 1 hour time limit. The crowd is excited for the match, but they don't want the match to end. They start chanting rematch as the episode ends. It is a great showing for both Dustin and Bubba Ray as they seek to forge their way into contention for the World Heavyweight title. Has either one shown that he is ready for a shot at Tully's title? We will have to find out. And that's where we leave it this week. Time limit draw. 1 hour Broadway between Dustin Rhodes and Bubba Ray Dudley. And both, I think, have shown that Tully Blanchard might need to be looking over his shoulder in their direction. But again, Lawler's right there in Tully's rear view. What's going to happen? Come back next week and we'll see how we go. Because we are 3 weeks away from Christmas chaos. And it's only going to get more insane from here. But until next week, this is Southern Dynamite. Thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.